and to say if they have video, whatever, that we can.
Call the meeting to order. Roll call, please.
John Jackson.
Here.
Deborah Kraft.
Here.
Kevin Greenfield.
Here.
Jim Gresham.
Here.
Greg Mattingly.
Here.
Elena Buckner.
Here.
Laura Zimmerman.
Here.
Get 7744.
Thank you. Reminder all committee members, pursuant to Section 7E6, as recently amended by PA 101-640, all votes conducted during this meeting must be conducted as a roll call vote. I entertain a motion or...
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Sorry, this is Mike Baggett. I just wanted to let the committee know that I am present telephonically this evening.
Perfect. Thank you, Mr. Baggett. I played your role for you. How'd I do?
I'm sorry?
Nothing. I'd entertain a motion on the prior meeting minutes.
So move.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Roll call, please.
John Jackson.
Aye.
Deborah Kraft.
Aye.
Kevin Greenfield.
Aye.
Jim Gresham.
Aye.
Greg Mattingly.
Aye.
Elena Buckner.
Aye.
Laura Zimmerman.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you. Any discussion on the claims? What's your pleasure with the claims?
I move to forward the claims, pay the claims.
Second.
I have a motion and second to move claims forward. Roll call, please.
John Jackson.
Aye.
Deborah Kraft.
Aye.
Kevin Greenfield.
Aye.
Jim Gresham.
Aye.
Greg Mattingly.
Aye.
Elena Buckner.
Aye.
Laura Zimmerman.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you. Audit subcommittee or auditor? Carol?
No report for the audit subcommittee, but for the auditor, I have one resolution for a one-year general liability and property insurance proposal from Arthur J. Gallagher. And 1 year ago, we joined CIRMA, which is the Counties of Illinois Risk Management. And so this is our second year with them. I think we have a three-year commitment. And our second year, the premium, they knew there'd be some kind of increase, and it's about 12% increase. And so the proposal is for a 12% increase, $961,678, which is up from 800-some thousand. So it did go up, but Ted Miller from Gallagher said that this is probably a pretty good renewal quote, because there's other ones that are 30 and 40% higher. So... And then we also have cyber insurance, which we picked up last year, the first year we did that. And we don't have the quote on it yet, but they have told us it won't be more than 12 or 13% increase either. So I put in the resolution $7,250. Last year it was $6,000-something. So we should be covered.
Tell me again what it was. It's 961,678. What was it last year?
Last year's resolution was 841,476.
20,000.
And that didn't include all of the. There was another fee that was attached to that. But
okay.
So it was 841 in the resolution. Now it's up to 961.
So Carol, is the resolution to cover both these, even the one that's unknown?
Yes, the resolution is to cover both. The 7250, which is for the cyber insurance, that's just my estimate of what it's going to be, so it should be covered.
Okay.
And since it was a small amount, I figured it'd be best to put it in there now, and hopefully it'll be less.
Yeah, that may not be as much.
Any discussion?
Entertain a motion to approve.
Second.
Have a motion and a second to approve the insurance as presented. Roll call, please.
John Jackson.
Aye.
Aye.
Kevin Greenfield.
Aye.
Jim Gresham.
Aye.
Greg Mattingly.
Aye.
Elena Buckner.
Aye.
Laura Zimmerman.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you.
And the only other thing, a couple of things I just wanted to add. Blue Cross Blue Shield gave us a 15% credit on our monthly bill due to COVID and due to helping us keep the rates down. And that amounted to $71,000 for last month. So we got a credit for that from the general fund. So that'll help. And the other item is Last week, I turned in our Cures Act. We were on the list to be able to have $610,215. I turned in the expenses, and they turned around and cut us a check. I got it today for $610,000. So that helps cover COVID-related expenses we have. So
perfect.
That was good news.
This is good news.
Thank you.
Thanks, Carol. Board of review, Kim.
For Board of Review, the deadline to file an assessment appeal for 2020 is November 9th, so that's coming pretty soon. There were a total of a little over 13,000 notices that were sent out and published in the Herald and Review. And so far, we have a little over 200 appeals, which is pretty normal for this time of year. Usually the last week, which kind of where we're at now, is where we'll see that number double or even a little more than double. So that's all.
You say by the 9th is the deadline?
The 9th is the deadline.
Fan.
So that's all I have for the Board of Review. And then for S of A, I want to say thank you to the County Board office staff for helping our department. They provided us with collecting all of our exemption applications and appeals when we were recently faced with hardship due to the pandemic. So I want to say thank you. It means a lot. They stepped right up. They accepted everything that we needed them to do, and there was just no questions asked. And
good.
Just wanted to make sure everyone knows that, how much it's appreciated. The only other thing for S of A is with our IT administrator resigning, just wanted to make sure that we all stay in the loop as far as who will handle those concerns or like if the for tech support for our offices. So just wanted to, you know, brainstorm if we could at some point. And that's all I have for SA. And then GIS, there's no report.
Any questions? Thanks, Kim.
Thank you.
Treasurer? No treasurer?
There's a resolution.
He may still be in the hospital. I don't know.
He's not.
Mm-mm.
Is there a resolution here? Because I don't see a resolution number on it. Do I need one? I'll read the resolution. Okay. Resolution G, Macon County Board resolution to execute deeds to convey a property on which taxes were delinquent. I so move.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Roll call, please.
John Jackson.
Aye.
Deborah Kraft.
Aye.
Kevin Greenfield.
Aye.
Jim Fresha.
Aye.
Greg Mattingly.
Aye.
Helena Buckner.
Aye.
Laura Zimmerman.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you. Citizens' remarks. Old business. New business. I guess I've got my... I need a second half of an agenda, please. Thank you. Transportation?
I think I do. I don't have it all either.
Should we push these off?
I mean, I don't have the resolution number, but I got the...
You got the whole agenda?
I could read them.
I got the second page.
I just didn't know if we're going to get any...
I don't have the second page.
Huh? I mean...
Are we going to get good discussion on them? Does anybody have? I mean, I'll go through them.
Do you want the second page?
I don't. Well, let's see. The first one is Macon County Board Resolution appropriating funds for TA-30A Strawn Rose Bridge Replacement Project, Resolution Number H 2226-11-20. This is the funding to $55,000 for County Bridge in Illini Township. I so move.
I'll second that.
Have a motion and a second. Roll call, please.
John Jackson.
Aye.
Deborah Kraus.
Aye.
Kevin Greenfield.
Aye.
Jim Gresham.
Aye.
Greg Nathalie.
Aye.
Melina Buckner.
Aye.
Laura Zimmerman.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you. Let's see. Hang with me here.
Raised Bridge Road, John.
Yeah, but I'm looking for the resolution. It's got to be right here.
Oh, it's on the back, John.
Nope.
This is the weirdest thing I've ever seen.
I just did this one. I'm going in order.
It's on the...
Oh, and that's, thank you.
It's right before the IDOT pages.
Yeah, it's on the back.
Macon County Board Resolution appropriating funds for County Highway 24 Raised Bridge Road Resurfacing Project. Resolution number H-2227-11-20. Funds need to be appropriated for construction in the cost of $240,000. I so move.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Roll call, please.
John Jackson.
Aye.
Deborah Kraus.
Aye.
Kevin Greenfield.
Aye.
Jim Gresham.
Aye.
Greg Nathalie.
Aye.
Melina Buckner.
Aye.
Laura Zimmerman.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you. Probation. Pat's here. We're good.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have two resolutions. The first one is a Macon County Board resolution amending the probation FY20 budget. This would be a bucket transfer. What we would like to do would transfer money from the vehicle maintenance line to the offender services. The reason for that, due to the COVID, we didn't spend as much in our vehicle line this year. However, we started to go over in our offender services line due to the fact that because of the COVID and the courthouse being shut down and our office, we ended up supplementing our sex offender therapist, some of his cost. Usually when he does counseling, the offenders directly pay him. He actually does those groups out of our office. And since we couldn't do that, he did individual counseling on the phone. We want to make sure that our sex offenders were still getting the counseling they needed. And so that's why we were short.
I move to approve it.
I second.
I have a motion and a second. Roll call, please.
John Jackson.
Aye.
Deborah Kraus.
Aye.
Kevin Greenfield.
Aye.
Jim Gresham.
Aye.
Greg Mattingly.
Aye.
Helena Buckner.
Aye.
Laura Zimmerman.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. And then the second resolution, Macon County Board resolution entering into an agreement with Peoria County for the sale of juvenile detention bed space. This is the annual contract. There are two changes to the contract, and they are both deal with money. On the first page of the contract, it went up 3%, which now it's $260,495.94. The other change is on page 3. It's in number 8, the very last sentence. The home county shall pay the host county a $30 physical fee per detainee, which means they're going to do a medical screening on the individual. And it's especially with everything going on, I think it's very worthwhile.
How many beds does that get us, Pat?
5.
I move to approve it.
Second.
Have a motion and a second to approve. Roll call, please.
John Jackson.
Aye.
Deborah Kraus.
Aye.
Kevin Greenfield.
Aye.
Jim Gresham.
Aye.
Mattingly.
Aye.
Helena Buckner.
Aye.
Laura Zimmerman.
Aye.
Motion carried.
Thank you.
Thank you, Pat. Health Department.
Hello, everybody. This is Brandy. I'm here. Can you hear me?
We can.
Great. We just have one resolution this evening. It's the Macon County Board Resolution approving Master Services Agreement for HealthWorks Medical Case Management with Meridian Health Plan of Illinois Incorporated, doing business as Youth Care. If you recall, last month we did present a HealthWorks lead agency contract to you, and these are the children that have been placed into foster care through DCFS and DHS, and we previously had funds from DHS and DCFS, and for this particular program, it is the case management side. It does provide the case management to these children placed in foster care. We would like to get this approved. There was no other plan on behalf of Youth Care to serve these children, so if we were not able to contract with them with the change in funding coming from DHS to the managed care model, then they would have no one providing this case management service. So we ask for approval of this, please.
I move to approve it.
I second it.
I have a motion and a second to move forward with the master service agreements for HealthWorks. Roll call, please.
John Jackson.
Aye.
Deborah Kraft.
Aye.
Ted Greenfield.
Aye.
Jim Gresham.
Aye.
Greg Mattingly.
Aye.
Helena Buckner.
Aye.
Laura Zimmerman.
Aye.
Motion carried.
Thank you.
Thanks,
Brandy. Contracts. Who's going to? Ed, you going to cover that? Ed Flynn's going to cover the union contract negotiations.
Good evening. There are two union contracts on your agenda. I'm going to take them in reverse order. The first is the state's attorney's contract. When I came into the meeting this evening, I saw about five people from the state's attorney's office here. And I explained to them that you're an advisory board and that the final approval of the contract takes place at the county board meeting. I invited them to stay. They elected not to stay and left shortly thereafter. But the reason I took this contract first is it's a very straightforward, simple contract. It's a three-year contract. The first year is a 0% wage increase. The second year is 2.5%, and the third year is 2.5%. As far as other contractual language, it's a very simple issue. There's no higher backs. They have almost no overtime. So there's no on-duty status or anything of that nature. I'm happy to answer questions about this, but I think it's a pretty straightforward, simple agreement.
Any discussion or questions?
Approved.
Need a second?
I guess I'll second it.
Have a motion and a second to approve the resolution for the Illinois FOP Labor Council Collective Bargaining Agreement. Roll call, please.
John Jackson.
Aye.
Deborah Kraft.
Aye.
Kevin Greenfield.
Aye.
Jim Gresham.
Aye.
Greg Mattingly.
Aye.
Helena Buckner.
Aye.
Laura Zimmerman.
Aye.
Thank you.
The second agreement is the Macon County Highway Department agreement. Just to give you some insight into this, our highway department starting wage is $13 an hour. Oops, excuse me. That's the microphone. I just rubbed some papers over. Our starting wage for the contract that's just expiring is $13 an hour. As you know, in a couple of years, the minimum wage will be $15 an hour or $15.50, one of the two. I keep having to look that up. But my point is we're talking about people that have a CDL license and then are required to be trained on heavy equipment. And just to give you some insight, as I indicated, our starting wage was $13 an hour. The starting wage, and I'm going to give you the averages of comparable counties, for McLean, Champaign, Sangamon, and Vermilion, the average starting wage was $26 an hour. After 5 years, our average wage is $15.50 an hour, and the average wage in those comparable counties is $28 an hour. If you'd like me to, I'll continue to go forward, but you can see that our starting wages and our long-term wages are far behind the comparables. So we, many years ago, we had an issue with the with a couple of the union contracts where we were below scale. And so the county board then adopted a philosophy that the starting wage was going to be $20 an hour, $20,000 a year. Well, when we did that, what we had to do then was to look at those contracts, and we had people starting at $20,000, but they were working next to somebody that worked for the county for 7 or 8 years that was making $21,500 or $22,000. So we had to make some modifications across the board. In order to hire people with the CDL going forward, our starting wage now in this contract is $16 an hour. It's still not a great starting wage, but it's a lot better than $13 an hour. But in order to accommodate the people currently employed by the highway department, we had to modify the wages for the people from years 1 to 3 and 4 to 6. So what we did is with years 1 to 3, we gave them a $3 an hour raise. So they went from either $14 or $15 an hour to $17 an hour. It's a significant raise. I respect that. The years 4 to 6, we gave them a $2 an hour raise. And so then for the balance of the people, years 7, we gave them a $1.50 an hour raise in the first year of the contract. This is a 4-year contract. For each year thereafter, everybody across the board received a $1 an hour raise. So if we were to take our long-term employees, they received $1.50 the first year of the contract. Years 2, 3, and 4, a $1 an hour. And then the less senior people received larger wage increases the first year, and then everybody, as I said, was a $1 an hour across the board. The interesting thing, if I my sarcasm, if you'll bear with me for a minute, you know, I had some people commenting, you know, we can't give raises of this significance. What is wrong with you? Questioning me. And I thought about it for a minute, and I said, well, why aren't you patting me on the back for 20 years of keeping us so far below scale? I should be rewarded instead of criticized. And it's my dripping with sarcasm comment. But my point being that given the wage structure and how it's changing and things are changing, we needed to do something to modify this contract and make sure that we've got capable, qualified people to fulfill these positions. So I'm happy to answer any questions. That's the gist of the highway contract. As I indicated, these wages are significantly higher than you'd be accustomed to seeing when I come to recommend a contract. One of the questions you might have, and I'll head it off at the pass, is how does this affect other negotiations? This will be raised with me with some other negotiations, and I'll explain to them that if they wanted to make between 40 and 50% below scale for all these years, then I would be happy to provide them with an accommodating wage increase. Subject to that, I'm happy to answer any questions you might have. But I'm respectfully requesting that you move this on with a recommendation of approval.
I'm good with it.
Make a motion to approve.
Second. Have a motion and a second to move the Lincoln County Board Resolution. Yep, AFCO.
ASPE contract.
ASPE contract. Roll call, please.
John Jackson.
Aye.
Jeff.
Absolutely aye.
Kevin Greenfield.
Aye.
Jim Bradshaw.
Aye.
Greg Nottingham.
Aye.
Aye.
Laura Zimmerman.
Aye.
Motion carries.
I don't expect to come to the one of my goals is when I do work for the county is to minimize my expense to the county. I don't have any expectation of coming to the county board meeting on the 12th. Does anybody think it would be necessary? Okay, then, great. Seeing a bunch of heads nodding no. Thank you for your time. I won't be here on the 12th.
Thanks, Ed.
Thank you.
No need for a closed session. Next regular meeting is 11:30, 2020. Entertain a motion to adjourn.
Don't move.
Second.
Meeting adjourned.